Okay, so I want you to listen to something. This is the sound when a balloon pops. Okay, so here is what it sounds like if a balloon were to pop inside of an empty 2-million-gallon water tank at Fort Worden State Park in Port Townsend. Now, that is what you call reverb. In fact, it's still going, and going, and will keep going for another 30 seconds or so. The guy behind that sound is named Stuart Dempster, and he is a pretty well-known composer and trombonist. He's an emeritus professor at the University of Washington these days, and he's had a long interest in recording music out in unusual places. So when he learned about this empty cistern, he thought, hey, maybe this could be a venue for one heck of an acoustic set, the ultimate unplugged album.
Composer David Mahler, who used to live in Seattle, he now lives in Pittsburgh, had told me about it, and he'd been in it. And when we went to do a workshop there together in 1978, they had decided, well, we can't have people in there. They had cemented it off. So I spent the next 12 years badgering Dan Harpel, for whom the cistern is named, to see if he could help in getting it open. And help he did, and eventually got permissions for people to do work in there. It's sort of like being in a wine cellar without any of the accoutrements. It was cold, damp, and if you set down anything for a little while, it picks up moisture, and you know, paper would become sort of not soggy exactly, but you knew there was a lot of moisture in there. All the walls were dripping. I figured that teenagers and other folks were probably partying in there and throwing beer bottles around and just to listen to the sound and the shattering glass. If you're going to build a chord in the cistern, which has a 45-second reverberation, which is quite amazing, you can build a chord up in any reverberation length by your first note being the loudest and longest, and the second one being successively a little bit softer, a little bit shorter, and you can get several note chords. You play a note, and you can release it in such a way, if you do it just right, you can go to play it, and it crescendos a little bit, and then you diminuendo just slightly to leave the sound, but the cistern will continue crescendoing the note for a little bit. So you really can't tell when the cistern takes over. And there was old metal pieces that I can't imagine where a lot of that would have come from. We use the metal, and it's pretty fun hearing all that stuff reverberated.
What makes it artistically interesting for you and not just a kind of quirk or parlor trick?
You can set up all kinds of harmonies, of course, I think, but probably the main thing is that you feel like you have all this support. It's like a support of a really engaged audience. Something is supporting you, and of course it's your own sound. Sort of like drowning in whipped cream. It was rather a pleasant drowning. Drowning in sound is really something special.
Like it's almost being, you're almost flooded or overwhelmed, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it's ambisonic to a degree that it's almost hard to fathom. I'd like to think of it as spherical, because you're just getting sound from all over, and you sometimes lose track of what's you and what's the reverberation of you, and it's very, very special. It's really listening and deciding, well, this pitch will work really well here. You can't do a lot of stuff, because then it turns into sonic granola pretty quickly. After about 3 days of practicing there, I came out and I realized that I had adjusted to the cistern as being the norm, and the rest of the world was seemed more alien than I was expecting.
So what has working in the cistern taught you about listening?
I suppose the most important thing it taught me, and the most unusual thing, is it taught me to listen to the end of the sound. Most people lose interest when there's still about 15 or 20 seconds of reverberation to listen to. Maybe it's only kind of a pulse that you feel, maybe almost more than hear.
Where does the cistern work fall for you? What does it mean to you now, looking back on a long career?
If I had my druthers, I'd probably do nothing else.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah, it's just because it's such a... I'm somewhat into healing music, music as a restorative. I mean, there's many world cultures, there's no separation of art and life, or music and healing, as it were. I can breathe easier, it lowers my blood pressure, I guess. It's comforting. So anyway, I really like being in that restorative music space.